Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to be able to share the moment of wisdom before we close out today as we're ending in our extra hour. You know, we like to share, you know, the corresponding day. There's like 31 chapters in Proverbs, and so it's 31 days maxed out in a month. Sometimes there's less. And so I encourage you to do this, that you take the time, and in addition to whatever else you're doing, take the time to read over or listen to. I would say listen to, but it depends if you're an audio learner or a reading learner. But you don't want to make it religious where all of a sudden you start shutting down to it. You just want wisdom to be washed over your mind, because wisdom is the ability to take your knowledge and properly apply it, and properly apply the knowledge. And that you can be as smart as anything, but do stupid things because you don't have wisdom. And so it's not about knowing a whole bunch of things. It's about knowing what to do with what you know. And that's how you can see a millionaire in overalls. Looks like, you know, how could he be doing that? He doesn't have a, you know, he's not a graduate of Harvard. And it's like, but he's got wisdom. He's got wisdom. And so today's the 18th of the month. So we're going to look at the Proverbs chapter 18, and we're going to just pick a verse, you know, from it. And so the wisdom moment is Proverbs 18:8. And it reads, "The words of a gossip, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts." Think about that. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. Realize the word, you know, when you think about the definition of gossip, you know, gossip is something that someone would say to somebody behind someone's back, they wouldn't say to their face. It's not something that's accurate or something they know to be true.
Right.
And that they would never say it to the person, but they would say it, they just openly just kind of run their mouths.
Right.
And you think about the flattery. Flattery is something that somebody would say to somebody's face that they would never say behind their back.
Right.
I'll never forget. You know, it's a spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a spirit, you know. And this one particular flatterer that what he would do, we had this messaging system going on and with our business. And what he would do, he would private message you when he wanted to flatter you. But he would publicly message you that when he would say something that he would, you know, when he would, you know, want everybody to hear. Mm-hmm. But a private message you couldn't make available to all the company, because, you know, it would be a private message. But
right.
the public messages you can actually forward, and everybody, it encouraged everybody and it focused. Well, you know, of course, he would message me and go, you know, you're like just really good at this business, and, you know, you're helping us be profitable, and, you know, without you, I don't think this thing would work. And he's like, this is a private message. It can't be forwarded. <He's> like, for somehow, I don't know what happened, but somehow it went public. And he never flattered me again. It's totally amazing.
Wow.
But he says that it's like a choice morsel. I don't know if you've ever had sirloin tips, you know, just that are done just right. You know,
sirloin?
Sirloin tips that are done just right, or, you know, maybe a filet mignon, you know, little chunks of filet mignon that are just right, that melts in your mouth, and it's just filled with such great flavor, and your whole body just enjoys that. You take it in. And what he says is that gossip is like a choice morsel, that you have to understand there's something behind that. There's something behind that. It's not just somebody telling you something. There's a spirit behind it. It's an evil spirit, as a matter of fact. And he tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And that, and there's just so much gossip that goes on today. But listening, when you're listening, when somebody tells you this, they go, listen, I'm going to tell you something I can't tell anyone. Can I tell you? I need to tell someone. I need to tell you. Right?
Right.
But don't tell anybody. It's like, well, you're violating your own rule right now, right? You're violating your own rule. I used to always say to our kids, you know, you can be nosy if you want to, but you might, if you try to be nosy, hear what we're saying, you might hear us talking about you. You know, if it's gossip, which is has a spirit to it, if you allow them to speak to you, you know, you're going to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You think about hot potato. You remember hot potato as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. We're relating. You know, hot potato was you take a baseball, a bat, you know, a bat.
A bat.
Oh, I was thinking about Chris's life when he's growing up.
What kind of hot potato was that?
And well, you cook a potato, it's hot. And so, I know a lot of people haven't cooked one in years. I'm not talking about French fries. I'm talking about a big potato.
Potato.
Yeah, and
potato.
You take it, and you when you get it, you have to throw it to somebody else in a hurry.
Because
mm-hmm. It's hot potato. And so then they catch the hot potato, and they go, "Ooh, it's hot," and they throw it to somebody else. And I don't know how the game ends up. I don't know how it ends up.
It used to be a saying how, when you're doing it, right?
Well, hot potato, I don't know.
You know, like count or something.
I
forgot.
I don't
know. Not a game I played. I'm sorry.
No,
can't
so
help you.
So
must have been a Southern game.
No, yeah, right. They well he
potato.
He grew what well, the I was gonna talk about anyway, so I gotta focus. We gotta focus, we're coming.
Right.
And so that's what it is. It's like it hits you like a hot morsel, and the spirit about it, when you got it, it's almost like you gotta give it to someone. I mean, once you know it's like and this is what people say. They say, "Man, I'm so glad. That was really bugging me, but now I got a chance to tell you, you know, I'm much better now." Well, you know why? Because you got it.
Right.
They just gave you the spirit, and now you got to tussle with it, and you're going to throw it like a hot potato, or what are you going to do with it? There's two things you can do with that. The first thing you can do is you can do what they did,
mm-hmm.
and you can be a part of Satan's strategy to begin to divide and destroy and tell other people, or you can go to God and repent for allowing that to take place. You can mm-hmm. the second choice you can make is say, "Lord, I participated in that gossip, and they spoke that into my ear. And the reason why I'm tussling and torn and turning because I opened my heart up, and that choice morsel went down into my heart. And then if you don't take this out of me, it's going to end up in somebody's ear."
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two ways to handle that. You cannot just sit around and let people just pour this gossip into your ear, or you listen to it on your radio or your television or whatever, because you're going to be stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be held captive, is what Paul told Timothy when he wrote him, captive to do the adversary's will. And when you think about the social media aspect of it, you know, social media can be a great way to relate to other people, but if you don't respond to it correctly, social media could be a choice morsel for you. It'll go deep down within you, and you'll find yourself, if you have a gossiping spirit, plundering people's lives, photos, and posts, devouring them like choice morsels, and mm-hmm. talking to other people like you actually know these people, and people will think that you do, but truly is you got a spirit of gossip on you. And that's not a good thing to do as a believer. You know, we shouldn't be doing that. And so understanding that gossip is something we don't want to be a part of. Proverbs 11:13 says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret." You know, Proverbs 18:8 says, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels that we're talking about. It goes down into the innermost parts." Proverbs 20:19, "A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 26:20, "Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down." And on he talks about it again and again in the Word about how important it is to stay away from it. So you need to ask yourself this question: when somebody starts to gossip with you,
mm-hmm.
and you sense it, you know, it might not be gossip; it could be accurate stuff that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop the person at first and ask them, "Do you know this to be true? Right? Do you know this to be true?" And whatever the answer, and this one's have you talked to them about this? You know, and then what do they tell you? And then you tell them plainly. You say, you know, "Well, I'm going to speak to them about this. I'm going to talk to them about this," because, you know, and it freaks them out if they're a gossiper, because they're like, no, this is stuff I say behind their back, but you can't tell them to their face. Well, today's wisdom moments, Proverbs 18:8, stay away from gossip. It is a spirit, and it will divide you from the very people that you're allowing it to come against you. And it says the word of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.